Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. Kyle Klingman here with Track Wrestling for this week's edition of 7 Minutes. Brought to you by collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. This week's guest is going into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame as a distinguished member. It's Brandon Paulson. He won a silver medal at the Olympics in 1996, also a silver medal at the World Championships in 2001. Now he is the owner of Pinnacle Wrestling School in Minnesota. We get a chance to talk with Brandon Paulson. And with thinking about that, I hope you'll check out collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. Some great insight from Brandon Paulson on why he chose the University of Minnesota. And when you dig into collegewrestlerrecruiting.com, you're going to find all the resources you need on how to make a decision on why and where you need to go to college. It's for fans, it's for parents, it's for athletes. Collegewrestlerrecruiting.com is your one-stop shop for all of your recruiting needs. And now we'll get a chance to talk with Hall of Famer Brandon Paulson.
Brandon Paulson, are you ready to go 7 minutes?
I'm ready to go. Let's hit it.
Question number one, if you could take what you know now, have a conversation with yourself at the age of 15, what advice would you give yourself?
I think I learned later about kind of my slogan now, I love the fight. And I didn't really always when I was young, when I was 15 to maybe even 20, 21 or so, I didn't get that part of it, that sometimes the hard part of wrestling is the fun part of wrestling. And you can learn to love that part, that wrestling is wrestling in life. Sometimes is hard, but it's the attitude that you bring into life and wrestling that matters and will change how you feel and change your outlook. And so it's a lot about attitude. So that is probably the main point that I would try to get across.
What do you remember about recruiting when you were in high school? Do you remember other schools that were recruiting you, and why did you ultimately pick Minnesota?
I hadn't always thought I'd go to Minnesota, but starting maybe my sophomore year, I started to think I'd be in Minnesota, because really it was Greco, and Minnesota had the best Greco. Out at that time, they had Portland State. Sorry, there's my dog. They had Portland State that also had a lot of Greco guys out in Oregon. So I talked to them briefly. I talked to Wisconsin briefly, but Minnesota's had an Olympian since 1968, and there's a reason for that. So I think for my Greco career, it was best. And of course, at that time, it was kind of the beginning of the Gopher run, where we actually had a chance to win a national title my freshman year. We had a great team and we were ranked number one at a time. And so I wanted to come and try to get a national title for the state.
Why did you step away from the program for a while and then ultimately come back and wrestle for Minnesota?
Well, I think there's a few reasons. I after the Olympics, I came back and I felt great. And then I had a injury, and I didn't know if my love of really a folk style, that if it was there and if I wanted to go forward, and, you know, whether the U wanted me or not. They had another guy there that was wrestling. And, you know, I guess Jay and I didn't always see eye to eye. We didn't not get along, but I guess we didn't always get along as as well. So there are some issues there. But as actually the year progressed, the guy there was having troubles making weight, and I was still a Gopher fan, and I still had my teammates that I loved. And I wanted to come back and help them. The guy that was there, is a friend of mine, and he was too big. And I was like, well, if I can get my own weight down, they can try to help this team win a national title, which is the reason I went to the Gophers. One of the reasons I went to the Gophers in the first place. And so I thought I could help them do that, and came back, and we gave it a pretty good run. I think we ended up second, but it was a good run, and I'm glad I did. Joe Russell was a coach at the time and somebody that really changed my life, and I respected him a lot. So I talked to him, and he has always kind of been my ear. Hey, let's, maybe you should think about it. And so I think that was one of the reasons I came back as well. So it worked out, and I'm glad I did it. And so.
You're a Greco guy. How do we get more people recruited to Greco-Roman wrestling?
That's a great question. I think we got to, one, have as many opportunities as we can. For me and for guys like Dennis, we grew up loving Greco from the start, and we still wrestled other styles, but we gravitated towards Greco early on. And I sometimes now I think we're alienating some people, where it's like, if you don't just do Greco at an early age, that we don't want you or something. It's like, I think we need to try to keep recruiting people through high school. Even the college guys, those guys that have a great Greco feel, if we can just get them in during the off season, I think there's still a chance for them to succeed in the open level. So I think opportunities and we need more coaches, I think, around the country that understand it and will, show their passion for it. And, it's hard for me too. I have 400 kids in my club, and to the parents, folk style is the most important thing. And the kids all love it, but eventually it's, I'm going to wrestle in college and in folk style, and freestyle is going to help me more. So they gravitate towards that. And I get that. The NCAA tournament is an awesome tournament, and you go and see that and you get addicted to it. But it's a hard one, but I think coaches showing passion for the sport will get kids in, and then we got to keep them. I think keep giving them opportunities is very important.
Brandon, I have a magic scepter in my hand, and I'm going to appoint you the president of all of wrestling. What would your first order of business be?
President of all of wrestling.
Yep.
My first order of business. I would probably, it's a good one. I don't know if I would change wrestling that much. I think the rules we have are good. I think to continue to grow the women's side of the sport, get women's Greco-Roman so we are equal, and try to get that into the Olympics. I really would be pushing the to get back to 8 to 10 weights and see if there's a possibility to do that. And I know they're always cutting numbers, so there might not be possible, but I would, I think 6 weights is too few for wrestling. I think we're going in the right direction for as far as showing off our sport, the spectacle that the World Championships is now. I do wish more people would attend the World Championships, but I don't really have an answer of how to get more people there. It's the most unbelievable event to watch. It's so much talent, and I haven't been there a couple of years since it was in Vegas, but when I participated, it's unbelievable the talent that is at the World Championship. So I'd I'd like to somehow get more people to the Worlds, and I don't have an answer for that though. But I don't know how much I would change. I think we're doing the best we can to keep wrestling in Olympics, which I think is important. And I'm so happy that it was saved. For me, I always had an Olympic dream. Wrestling was the way I got there, but I think it's for kids. They have that dream, and I think that's important to keep. So we have to keep going with the IOC and try to keep promoting our sport. I don't think there's any magic wand that can solve any of our issues.
Do you have a match that you would like to go back and re-wrestle if you could?
The quarterfinals of the World Championships in 2002, I was wrestling a Russian in Russia, and it was really my one match where I out-wrestled him, and I outscored him, but I was wrestling a Russian in Russia, but I still made a mistake in overtime, and a mistake that I don't make. I think that was my best year. I think I was the best in the world at that time, at least in my head I was. I think that match, in that overtime, that 5 seconds he went up, ended up winning the Worlds, and I felt that was a lot better than him, and I didn't show it. I think that match I could go back and wrestle him again. Lucky enough, I got to wrestle him like 3-4 months later at the Kurt Angle Classic, but it wasn't the World Championships. So
yeah.
So probably that match, if any. And maybe my finals of junior nationals, my junior year, I wrestled Oscar Wood. I was a little overconfident and lost that one. And that one was a heartbreaker for me that I still remember, but that's about it. I wrestled in a couple Olympic trials that I lost, but for those, I don't regret anything I did and my training and the way I wrestled. So yeah,
let's just go off that. The Olympic trials, people still buzzing about the Dennis Hall match you had. Does that still get brought up to you?
Yeah, all the time, but not too much in a negative way. People are just like, wow, that was an awesome match. And, for me, it was, a lot of people that I didn't know or didn't even talk to, whether they were other, folk style / freestyle guys, whatever, they still like, wow, that kind of changed my outlook of Greco. And, they showed their appreciation, of the match and of Greco. And I think, it gave, and it still does give Greco a little bit more, notoriety just cause, it's a famous match, I believe. People still do talk about it. My kid, I think my child, that's the only match he's ever seen me wrestle. So I wish he would watch some other ones, but my kids, I got 400 pinnacle wrestlers and a lot of them, watch it and it kind of shows them too, the grit and the love to fight and what it takes to, try to get to the top and, that you don't always get there and nothing is guaranteed. So I'm still, I look back at that set of three and I really, every match I played out my plan exactly the way that I wanted. And it just, I think I had the lead or was tied for every second except about 15. But at the end of the day, he came out on top and he is the strongest human alive, I say, and he just has a different strength than some others. And Dennis was a great competitor, and it was fun to compete against him.
Final question, what's the most interesting thing about you that has absolutely nothing to do with wrestling?
When I get to a wedding, I put on a show. I am on the dance floor, and my feet don't stop moving. Happy feet sometimes. They call me happy feet sometimes on the wedding dance floor.
All right. That ends our 7 minutes. Thanks for participating in this. We wish you all the best at Pinnacle.
Thanks, Kyle.
guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.